Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Baz from the Fratellis.
2005 in that Scotland place, that second city in Scotland where there's, you know...
The first city.
Well, the first city, but the one that's not the pretty city. You're all named Fratelli, which is all your real name, and we know that.
That's
so
false,
we believe
man.
That, so that's yeah. taken care of, right? You had an iPod campaign, and I also read that they wouldn't give you iPhones after the iPod.
Right.
Let's see, I'll keep going. Three albums, 2009 to 2012, you took a, quote, hiatus or a vacation or whatever, and you probably have no idea whether you're big fans of the Goonies because it doesn't really matter in the long run because that's what everybody asks you. I'm not sure that's how you named your band.
We never professed to be anything different or anything other than a rock and roll band, you know. There's no mystery, we're not styled, we're not this, we're not that. We play guitars and drums and write good songs.
Yeah, and you're a three-piece, which is kind of interesting too. So you're missing somebody. What happened? You killed the fourth person before you formed the band?
We did actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but there's probably a tale there. Was there a fourth at some point?
Yeah, well, Mince wasn't always the drummer, he was the lead guitarist. And we had a drummer, and then he left the band, or he got fired, whatever you want to call it.
Fired. You know, getting fired from a band is like worse than getting fired is like a plumber. You know, like you're a sewer cleaner, right? And you're like, you get fired, you go, oh, you know what? I was in the shite anyway. I don't care. But you get fired from a band and it's like, what did I do?
Well, he couldn't play drums. But
but
luckily, the lead guitarist was one of the best drummers we've ever heard. And it worked out well enough, you know.
Okay. Now, this is something I ask. I usually ask young bands, but this is really interesting because what happened with you is you put out this first bunch of music and you get buzz really, really fast, like super fast.
I guess
right?
so, yeah, yeah.
And next thing you know, you're saying, okay, what happened here? Right?
Yeah.
So what at that moment in time, did you really think that you were going to be providing for your loved ones and yourselves years later?
I thought it was going well. I mean, the thing about this band is I'd been in previous bands and I always thought this was going to
be the one?
Do something, you know, but I didn't think it was going to go as crazy as it did.
So when you say you thought it was going to do something, what's the magic potion that you thought appeared in this band versus the other bands? Because I've heard that a lot, and usually you either can or can't put your finger on that.
You know what? I couldn't even put it in words. I just sort of knew. It sounds very rock and roll and cliche, but the first couple of times we played together, I knew, you know. And I think the difference was we could all play our instruments. No one had to learn how to play the drums or the guitar or anything like that, you know.
And then I'm going to do this in my full fun documentary voice. And then at the peak of your success.
Yes.
You says, you know.
I'm going home.
I'm going home. Yeah. I'm going to take a break, you know. and you even did it like, you know, smack dab after big U.S. tour, maybe even in middle of big U.S. tour, theoretically.
I think it was at the end.
It was at the end. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, all the big stuff. But it really was unplanned. You didn't sit there and go, you know.
We didn't. Well, unplanned? The hiatus?
Yeah, I mean, the hiatus was unplanned. You didn't just kind of look at each other and say, okay, break time.
We actually did, but the break was supposed to be 6 months, and then that became a year, and then that became 2 years. 3 years, 4 years, and that's how it happened.
Am I right that you reunited for a charity show? Is that what it was?
Do you know what? We decided to reunite the same week someone asked us to do something for a charity. And they didn't know we'd actually reformed at that point in time. So we said, would you like the whole band? And they were ecstatic about that. And that's how it kind of happens.
One of the things that's really interesting that I heard someone in the band says that you're not even sure this is going to get, quote, played on the radio.
Did someone say that?
Yeah, someone said that.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. But do you know what? There's no guarantees, man, because we certainly don't take anything for granted, and there is no guarantees. We could have got back together and no one could have cared, you know? So thankfully, some people do care, and here we are.
So I love this quote, and I don't know who it was, but it doesn't matter who it was, that you say that you're a rock and roll three-piece band, and I love this quote, not world-class experimentalists. I love that quote. It's a pretty damn good-sounding record. Do you guys look at each other and say, you know, we made a good one here? Are you aware?
We did, because it was important to us to obviously you want to come back with a record that's good, otherwise there's no point in coming back. But the main point was to do another record that we could play every song live at any given moment, you know. Something with hooks and catchy. Every song could be a single, if the word single exists these days, you know.
See, that makes you not world-class experimentalists.
Exactly. We're not.
I know.
We're rock and roll stars. Man.
Now, but when you made this record, you had no label and no management.
True.
Yeah. And then you suddenly found yourself a label.
Wasn't hard. They're not silly. They know there's money to be made, you know. We're a band.
Yeah.
We're a band who luckily have a following all over the world. Certain labels weren't interested, certain labels were. And in my opinion, we ended up with one of the better ones out there just now. So, didn't
you? Can you introduce me to the girl on the album cover? I know she's not real, but can you get... And my girlfriend's not going to be happy about this question, but it's okay.
My wife won't be happy either. Do you know that artwork is based on a really nice photo that I may show you later? If you think she's fit, you should see this photo.
For those of you listening, I'm sorry this is not...
Yeah,
we do
sorry
video
about
on
that.
Some, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. We Need Medicine is not a social statement. This
no.
is a fun album. You're not looking to make a statement on the state of the world's health organizational prophecies of blah, blah, blah.
We're not experimentalists and we're not social commentators.
But you did spend 3 weeks in the studio on this, which it either could be seen, you know, some bands do a song a day.
Yeah.
But I suspect you did a lot of demos, you did a song a day, and then you went back, and then you really had it produced.
Yeah. Some songs we cut two a day sometimes, man. And one or two of them are first takes. Whiskey Saga was done in about 2 hours, from learning it to finishing it to recording it. You know, when we get back together, John had obviously been doing a couple of records in the meantime, and he was producing them. And he had an idea of what he wanted it to sound like sonically. And the guy he was working with before is Stuart McCready, who co-produced this record. And they had a real idea how they wanted it to sound, you know. And we just let them to it. We got to do our thing and they got to do theirs. And this is the end result.
So she's not gone yet, but she's leaving.
She is.
I mean, that's... Have we not all been there in a way that's just ridiculous, where you're like, do I want to save it?
Yeah.
This is the song that actually admits, as a guy, really don't want to save it. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with this.
Men won't say that, though. You know?
But that's what I'm saying. This is the song that men can now, like, blast out of their boom boxes to all of their women that are saying, look, if you don't change...
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And you can hit the track and go,
and
see
ya.
Well, the Fratellis say this.
Yeah. It's an interesting song, and it's for the start, it's got a groove, the type of groove that we've never done before, you know?
The guitar riff in 7 days.
It's lovely, isn't it? That's the cream. It's a really nice feeling that I guess it's hard to explain unless you're in a band. When you're sitting in the studio and you hear a playback for the first time.
And you're like, holy Toledo, this is good.
Yeah, man, it's a great feeling. And then you remember that it's you know, and that's even better. A
lot of relationship stuff here. This is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Jeannie Nitro. So this is kind of a, when the girls listen to it.
You need to get the girls on side.
Are the girls going to learn some stuff about relationships, you think?
They might do. Maybe that's the underlying social statement we're trying
to make. Okay, let's go deep. Come on. Tell me. Come on.
Deep, man.
Let's give me the exclusive. I'm kidding. I don't care.
I tell you, man, some of it's deep, some of it isn't. But, I mean, rock and roll's been about girls and having a good time since it began, you know? So, like I said, we're not world-class experimentalists. All we're doing is sort of rehashing the past our way. So, it wasn't scary, but it was very interesting coming back after... having 4.5 years off. And the whole thing has changed. The whole music industry changed, you know. And, it was very, very interesting for us. As you say, we done the major label thing, and at the time you think, right, let's sign the biggest deal with the most money. We were one of the last bands to get lots of cash thrown at them, you know. And when we came back round, we knew we didn't want to be on a major label again. Indie labels, could they do what we wanted? Because if we signed with a small label in the UK, would we get to come back and tour in the States, you know? So I think we struck gold and we found one of the biggest indie labels. BMG are a They're great, man. From what they were, from what they are today, is completely different. And I see them as a big independent label distributor.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs is the bread.
Okay.
And then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.